For those of you that were with us in 2016, you know how much fun we had. That through all those debates, 17 candidates on the Republican side and the Democrats going at it. It was so much fun. We're going to do that again. And we're going to do it next Tuesday. And where else would we do it than Rhythm Kitchen? That's just the way we do it. Stick around. We got a lot to do. We're going to get to the president was on the road last night in Swanton, Ohio. Don't know where that is. And supposedly it's down by Toledo. He did a hangar speech that I thought was absolutely impeccable. It was that good. And it was entertaining. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Excuse me. It's by Dayton, not by Toledo. I want you to hear the president, in his own words, talking about some of these polls that are out. Polls in Ohio that have Biden with a slight lead. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And a little bit after 3:31 here on a Tuesday, and we're getting some moderate flows, as you might expect, on the 515 as you work your way from Henderson into the Spaghetti Bowl area. 515 West at Auto Show. You'll tap the brakes there. 515 East at Main Street. A little bit of congestion as you merge from 15 North over to 515 East. Also getting some heavy volumes right now in the resort area, southbound 15 at Owens, north at Desert Inn. Also, lots of construction to look out for. Some overnight road work on Interstate 15 northbound at St. Rose Parkway. The off-ramp and the left shoulder is going to be closing tonight at 9 p.m.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
The Mountain West could get their football season started as soon as October 24th with a league championship game on December 19th. That's the same timeline as the Big Ten Conference. This is according to CBS Sports. There should be a decision made before the end of this week if they are going to go with that timeline. Raiders football, they knock off the Saints yesterday, 34-24, and now they have a 2-0 record. The Raiders are going to hit the road. They've got a big challenge in front of them as they will visit New England in a game that's going to be coming up on Sunday.
This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal, and the only one that's trending. Up to date, around the clock, what you need from who you know. With storm fronts, stand-ups, live news, and points of view.
And that's nightly news. I'm Lester Holt.
And that's why you can't not watch Peacock. Watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com. Content availability may vary over time.
Whether classes in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, notebooks and rulers are just 25 cents each.
Now that's a back-to-school deal you don't want to miss. Shop in-store, order online, or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/26, limit 30, limits vary online. While supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
The 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura. Less talk, more drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FindlayAcura.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Don't forget 420. I'm real excited. Yeah, I've got a Pacho's Mexican restaurant. $25 gift card. I'm going to be giving it away on, in fact, at 420. And then early next week on Monday, all of our daily winners will be put into a hat for a $100 Nordstrom's gift card. We're up in the ante next week. Unbelievable. We'll tell you how you can win at 420. Just stay right there. Just don't even touch that dial. I promised I'd let you hear the president. And one of the things, he is a product of bad polling. Remember how even up to Election Day, the guy was toast. And they were measuring the drapes in the White House again. Well, the president talked about that last night in Ohio. Here's the president, another one of those great hanger speeches. I just love those. Here he is last night in Ohio.
From now, can you believe it? 43 days. We're going to again win Ohio. I understand from Bob Paduchek, you know Bob, that we're going to win it by more than we did. What did we win it? 9. We won by 9 points. I just came in on that big, beautiful plane. It's got more televisions than any plane in history. They've got televisions in closets, in bathrooms, on the floor, on the ceilings. And I just saw that we're tied in Ohio. I don't think so. They say President Trump may have a slim lead in Ohio. They're not even campaigning in Ohio, come to think of it. No, they're fake polls. They're almost as fake as the writers themselves. They're all fake. Remember last time they said, no, he's going to lose Ohio. We won by 9 points. So we had 7 swing states last time. President Trump is going to go home early, but it wasn't president at that time. It was just Donald Trump. He will go home early, and we did. We went home early as victors, right? But we had 9 states. They had one of the crazy papers, New York Times. You know, they hired that guy. They paid him millions because he never predicted wrong. He was wrong. I don't know if they had a contract where they could fire him. But they hired this guy. We had 9 states. I was down in all of them on the day of the election. I was going to lose all 9, and I guess what? I won every one of them. Fake polls. They're fake polls.
It is the only way that the Democrats can fight back. I mean, I hate to say it. You know, if a doctor made 9 diagnoses, and all 9 of the patients died, how would that doctor stay in business? I don't know. I mean, if a plumber made 9 diagnoses on a plumber, you know, a plumbing problem, how would he stay in business? But yet these pollsters keep doing it. Rasmussen, what was it, last weekend or over the weekend, had the president at 53%. Approval rating. So who's right? That is ultimately the question, and that's the question that we will decide in 42 days. But in order to do that, you've got to get out and vote. 42 days October 17th is the start of early voting. And I'll just tell you, I feel really, really good about this election. Even with the curveball that was thrown at us over the weekend with the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I don't know if that's the October surprise in September, but it is a major, major deal. And the Democrats are going to try and make a lot of it because they just have nothing else to. They can't debate the issues because this president has a track record. I don't know how they fight back. How the Dems can fight back. And the only way they can do that is with, well, it's not fair. Hey, if it's not fair, blame your buddy, Harry Reid. Okay? Because he's the one that gave you this problem back in 2013. This whole thing of the filibuster rule for judges. And nah. Blame Harry Reid for that in retirement. Because he's the one that gave you this problem. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us. Coming up, an actual pollster talks about the final 6 weeks of the race. And by the way, this was a GOP pollster on CNN. Yeah, we'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay right where you are on AM 670 KMZQ.
Best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio and you've gotta rise up. Can we just
talk? AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Chances are you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at JudgeBillKephart.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect William Kephart.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. The power of electrical devices is measured in the wattage that they use. A 1,500-watt hair dryer will dry hair faster than a 1,000-watt one. Hearing loss might be measured in wattage, as in, what did you say, or just what? Studies have shown that people with untreated hearing loss often become frustrated, leading to irritation, withdrawal, isolation, and loneliness, and are sometimes viewed by others as being disinterested, aloof, or crotchety. Not good. So if you or someone you love is suffering from too much wattage, call Shelley. Come in, find out what we can do about it. No charge. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it, or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And don't forget, this hour brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. They're really cool. You got to check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. I mentioned the polling, and the president talked about it in his clip. And so I decided to bring a real pollster into the program. And this is Neil Newhouse. He is a GOP pollster. And this is what he thinks the strategy should be for the final 6 weeks.
He's fighting Joe Biden and he's fighting the calendar. And truthfully, I think the calendar may be putting the most pressure on him right now in terms of having just 42 days left. So to try to shake things up and make something happen, I think this is a smart move for Republicans. And you're taking a bit of a chance in terms of which voters are going to be motivated by this debate. But it's a debate that worked to his advantage in the Kavanaugh hearings last 2 years ago. And it could work to his advantage this time out as well.
So let me stay with you, Neil, as the Republican in the group, and just to share this. You know, we had 200,000 Americans dead today in the coronavirus pandemic. You have 41% in this new NPR poll who approve of the president's handling, 57% who disapprove. I get that a Supreme Court nomination fight shakes up the race in the final 6 weeks, but the coronavirus has disrupted our lives for most of the year, and we have the case count ticking up again. Does the president need to change what he says? Last night at a rally, he was quite callous, essentially saying, you know, old people with heart disease get the coronavirus. Everybody else is good.
No, I mean, I don't know what I'd be telling the president right now about what to say about the coronavirus, but it's a huge issue. And you see it in the polling where voters are overwhelmingly concerned about it and the impact it's had on them and their families. And what the president will be doing is talking about the issue, what he's doing to try to address it, and again, taking the protective action, wearing masks, social distancing, and it's just a challenge for anybody right now.
That's Neil Newhouse, a GOP pollster. But I want you to hear Mitt Romney, because everybody was wondering, well, what's Utah's Mitt Romney going to do? He did the right thing, it looks like. At least it looks like. Again, as soon as we get a nominee, then the next question will be, is she okay with Mitt Romney? Anyway, this is Cut 5. And this is Mitt Romney earlier today supporting going forward with a SCOTUS vote. Sooner rather than later. Here it is.
Well, I think it's straightforward in terms of the qualifications you look for, which is someone who is an expert of the law, someone who has a record of fairness and judgment that you think is consistent with the law. I prefer choosing those folks who are, if you will, strict constructionists, meaning that they look at the law itself and the Constitution, as opposed to sort of looking into the sky and pulling out ideas that they think may be more appropriate than either the law or the Constitution. So I recognize that we uh, uh, we may have a court which has more of a conservative bent than it's had over the last few decades. But my liberal friends have, over many decades, gotten very used to the idea of having a liberal court. And that's not written in the stars. And I know that a lot of people are saying, gosh, we don't want that change. I understand the energy associated with that perspective. But it's also appropriate for a nation which is, if you will, center-right, to have a court which reflects center-right points of view, which, again, are not changing the law from what it states, but instead following the law and following the Constitution.
Senator Romney, you know there's Supreme Court nominations take some time, and there isn't a lot of time before the election. Would you support a lame duck vote if Democrats win the majority?
You know, I'm not going to look at all the hypotheticals that might occur, but I've laid out what I intend to do, and that would be the timing. I don't know whether the decision will be made before or after the election, meaning the final vote will be before or after the election.
Would you be all right if the final vote was before the election? Would you have a problem with that?
Well, my statement applies to the current circumstance, which means the timing will be decided by the Judiciary Committee and the Majority Leader as to when it gets to the floor.
So it looks like he's going to make the right choice. And allow the president to move forward with his nominee. We should have a nominee by Saturday, or at least the announcement of one by Saturday. So we'll see how that plays out. I don't know what you're doing next Tuesday night, but the future of our country is at stake. It is the most anticipated event in American political history. And if you want to watch the debate with like-minded individuals, people like me or Michael McDonald, the chair of the Nevada Republican Party, the best place to watch this historic event is going to be with me and with Michael McDonald at Rhythm Kitchen. This is going to be so much fun. Those of you that were with us in 2016, you know how much fun we had. It is a two-hour event. I mean, it's just, it's incredible. And all you got to do is just check it out. In fact, go to my website. There's a nice flyer there, and it's got a link to get your tickets. KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com. And seating is limited because a Rhythm Kitchen has to operate at 50% capacity because of the pandemic, and we want to be true to that. And we'll be wearing masks when we're not seated enjoying a cocktail. So make sure you're with us. I want to make sure you're with us. Again, the doors open at 5. The debate begins at 6 o'clock, and you're going to want to be there. We'll see you next Tuesday at Rhythm Kitchen on South Decatur. And the 215. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Fauci is no optimist. We are living right now through a historic pandemic outbreak. We do not see any particular end in sight.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio. Done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. There are many kinds of risk when it comes to our finances. The amount of risk we have in our portfolios should go down as we get older. Here to help us understand risks in retirement is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, what do we do to make sure we aren't taking too much risk or too little risk in our retirement portfolios?
Steve, when we talk about risk, it's more than just the market going up and down. That's one of the risks. But another risk that people overlook is something that's called longevity risk. How long are we going to live?
We don't know that.
We want to live a long time, but we want our money to live longer than we do. If we don't have a proper plan set up for retirement, if we just do the strategy where we're going to take a certain amount of money out of a lump sum, we could run out of money. And that's not going to be any fun at all in retirement. So let's turn the tables on that. Let's get a longevity plan built into our retirement plan. We call it financial fill-up strategies. Make sure that you get increasing checks throughout your life in retirement. Make sure your money is not exposed to undue risk, because, you know, one of the big culprits in the financial world is the market going the wrong way right when you need the money. And then you can either leave the money alone, but you don't have any other money to get, or let it, or start taking that money out. And now you're taking money out at a low point. So how do you get around this? You create your own core and explore strategy. You isolate a certain amount of money from the market risk. You're going to have growth, protection, and income for that money. And then you take risk with the leftover money. But even if you lose your stock market money, you'll always have your income money. So we need to separate the two monies out as we get close to retirement. So let's do the same thing in the financial world. And it's a lot simpler than you think, folks, when you get a qualified team together working for you. Focus on what really matters in your retirement, and that's income. The next 10 people will do that at no cost or obligation.
Sounds great, Coach. Call now, 888-702-6932. 888-702-6932 or text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
So good to have you with us. By the way, did you see where Tommy DeVito, one of the founding members of the Four Seasons, died? Yeah, died. He was 92. He passed away 9:30 last night, according to representatives of his longtime friend and Four Seasons bandmate Frankie Valli. DeVito has been hospitalized, I guess, for weeks now, and was on a ventilator until he passed away. So I thought some prayers go out to Tommy DeVito, a talented, talented guy, and very much a part of the play and eventually the musical movie, Jersey Boys. So sad to see that. A musical icon. And you know, that's one of the things I miss a lot. I mean, I miss it a whole bunch, is being able to go down to the Strip and go see Jersey Boys or Rock of Ages or one of those great shows, or La Rev, or some of those shows that have been, you know, a major, major component of living in this town, is being able to go and see all this stuff. You know, it's not just the next time that you know, one of the big musical acts, or Garth Brooks or somebody like that, comes along. To me, it's really sad that we have kind of slowed down from an artsy perspective. And hopefully we'll get that back. Hopefully the governor will let us get back to that. Hopefully the governor will let us be free again. I can only hope so. Coming up, while those of you were watching the Raiders and their big win over the Saints, I got to tell you, I was thinking, you know, this thing cost $2 billion, $750 million in taxpayer dollars. But I'll just tell you, it's cool living in a city where you have something like this big, beautiful stadium. There is very much a, on this hand, and on that hand, on the other hand, anyway, stay where you are. Tommy White had a major hand in building the stadium. He is business manager of Labor's Union Local 872. He will join us next. Hope you'll stay with us. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun.